1984. I'm Oprah Robinson, and I'm interviewing Dick Beach at the Baldwin Senior Citizen Center.
May I ask you your name?
Richard Beach.
Could you tell me your age and your date of birth?
I'm 73. I'll be 73 next week. My birthday is June 28th.
Could you tell me about your family? The number of children in your family?
I have three boys and one girl. They all went to college. Three of them are college graduates and one of them never finished.
What about your family when you were growing up?
I had one brother and one sister.
Were your parents natives of Bridgeport?
No, they weren't. My father was a native of Trumbull and my mother was from Stratford.
Do they have any ethnic background?
Not really, no. No, they were both early settlers in Stratford. Their ancestors were early settlers in Stratford.
Were your parents employed?
My father was employed in he worked for the railroad for about 60 years. What was then the New York, New Haven, and Hartford Railroad.
What level of education did you complete?
I graduated from Colorado College in 1934.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Watertown High School in Watertown, Connecticut.
What about grammar school?
Same town.
Could you tell me how the schools were managed then?
Well, I'd say pretty much as they are now, except there were a lot fewer people in administration than you have in school today. There were just all we had then were the principals and the teachers.
Were the schools within walking distance?
They were, yes, for me, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they have transportation then?
They did, but when you needed transportation then, you had to live a mile and a half away from school before you got any transportation.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe the relationship between the teachers and the students, how it was?
I would say all relationships between teachers and students were very close. They worked very closely together and I think got along very well, as I did with all my teachers anyway.
Could you tell me about your neighborhood? You know, where did you live, in the West End?
Well, I wasn't born and brought up in Bridgeport, so my situation will be a little different than probably from what you want. I didn't come to Bridgeport until after I got out of college. In 1935, I went to work for Hoffman Fuel Company, which is still Hoffman Fuel in Bridgeport. So maybe you want to shut it off for a minute and see.
Could you tell me about the Depression years?
Yeah, well, I was fortunate to get a job in 34, which was during the latter part of the Depression. A lot of people were out of work then. By the same token, I was fortunate during the Depression that I had enough money saved to be able to continue on with my college education during the Depression years. Things were pretty tough during 34, 35, and 36, but not as bad as they had been in earlier years. And I can't tell you specifically what the situation was in Bridgeport then, but I do know there were a lot of people that would come down to Hoffman Fuel and speak to Mike Hoffman there, who was the owner at the time, and come in with a bag and ask if they could get a bag of coal just to carry home to keep themselves warm, to cook on, and so forth. And Mike Hoffman was a very considerate man. He was very good to poor people who didn't have enough to get along on, and he would give them coal at that time. Since then, of course, the company has given up the coal business, and they're only in oil now.
Did your family have a job then?
My family have a job there? No, they did not. They, as I said, my father was working with the for the railroad. Excuse me. At that time, and he was in the railroad up in Waterbury.
How did it affect your family? You know, the depression.
The depression. Well, again, I guess we were perhaps more fortunate than some in that my father had a job. He did not lose his job. And well, I know he took some cut in pay. We were all able to stay in school. My brother was going to Brown University at the time. My sister had been through school and was teaching. And my father made enough to keep the family going and to help me out a little bit in school, although I earned most of my own way through college myself.
Could you tell me about World War One?
I don't remember that much about World War One. I would have been only, well, 8 years old when that was over. I have a vague recollection of a town-wide celebration and parade within the town with the soldiers coming back, but it's only very, very vague in my mind.
Do you remember anything about World War II?
Well, yes, but no specific details. World War II was, I was working at the time. I had left Hoffman Fuel and went to work for Consolidated Ashcroft Hancock, which was later Manning Maxwell Moore and later Dresser Industries. At that time, and I had rather a key position there in the purchasing department, and I was deferred, not considered eligible for the being in the service at the time because of the work that I was doing. So that was the sum of my experience with the war was actually my effort in aiding the getting materials ready for the those that were fighting.
Well, nobody in your family was drafted or anything?
No, they weren't. My brother was also in a defense industry at the time, and he had a liver problem, so he was considered as ineligible. He was 4F anyway, so he couldn't go. So there was no one directly in the family, no.
How did the Korean conflict affect you?
Only that my son, who was active in ROTC, was spent 2 years in Korea, and as well as 2 years in Vietnam. That would be the extent of it. It didn't affect me directly in any other way except through my son.
Was there a major effect on your environment, on your family?
Would you repeat that?
Was there a major effect on your environment or your family?
Not for any of the wars, really, no.
What type of adjustments did you have to make because of this?
Because of the war, not. Well, only to tighten our belts and be a little careful on how money was spent. There wasn't that much to go around. Of course, this what I'm saying has really nothing to do with the Bridgeport directly, but as a typical example, in going to school, I can remember perhaps a noon meal might have been a bowl of chili and a big bowl of crackers and a bottle of ketchup. At that time, it cost, I think, 15 cents.
You had to pay for your lunch?
I would have to pay for my lunch then, yeah. I didn't eat in the school. I was working outside, and I got my own lunch and meals whenever I had to get them, whenever I had enough money to eat.
Could you tell me all you know about Bridgeport?
Well, my first recollections of Bridgeport would be when I was in high school in the 1920s. We used to come down to Bridgeport, well, weekends and evenings. Things that you remember the most are trips down to the Majestic Theater or Palace Theater, which are still there but not used. We'd come down weekends on occasion to go to Pleasure Beach, which was quite an amusement park area at the time. And on occasion, come down to the Ritz Ballroom to some of the dances that they had down there. That, of course, was coming down from Watertown, which is 30 miles away, and was, as I say, only occasionally. My first permanent location in Bridgeport was in 1934 or 35 when I started working for Hoffman Fuel. Then we still would go on occasion to the Ritz Ballroom. We'd have some of our sports, ball games and so forth out at Wentfield and the West End, sometimes at Newfield Park and sometimes down at Seaside Park. One thing I forgot to mention before, we did occasionally come down, and I guess even when I was here in 34, 35, Bridgeport had a baseball team in the Eastern League. And we used to come down and watch games at Newfield Park in the when the Bridgeport, boy, I've forgotten what they were called, Bridgeport Bears, I think. Anyway, it was a Bridgeport team in the Eastern League along with Waterbury, Albany, Hartford, Springfield, and a few other towns in the New England area. And they used to draw quite a crowd. They were quite an interesting ball team, and the Eastern League was quite a well-supported league at that time. It's now, wait a minute, there is still an Eastern League, I believe, but I don't even know who the teams are now. At the time, when I was working for Hoffman Fuel for a number of years, for two or three years, I lived at a house at 580 Noble Avenue, which was I don't know how I happen to remember the number, but I do. Sort of across the street from Barnum School there on Noble Avenue. That neighborhood has changed considerably from what it was now. A lot of the buildings have been torn down. Then I went to work for Consolidated Ashcroft Hancock, which was on Knowlton Street, right near where the High Li is now. The High Li is sort of on part of that same location, or right near it. That was a big factory building there. It's all been torn down now, which was, I think, seven stories tall at the time, which was a big building from a factory standpoint. I worked there until we moved the plant from Bridgeport over to the present place where Dresser Industries is now in Stratford. And just off the top of my head, that's probably a brief recollection of memories and of things going on in Bridgeport, unless you have some other specific questions that you want to ask me.
Can you tell me about the churches in Bridgeport?
Well, I would say the churches are still the same, pretty much the same location and pretty much the same churches then as now, as I remember them. I went to the Congregational Church in over in downtown Bridgeport, Corner Park and State, I believe. Just as a matter of record or interest, I married a Catholic girl, so I have since been attending the Catholic Church in Stratford. But the churches were very active then, as I believe they are now.
Was religion strongly emphasized?
Yes, it was. I think in my family particularly, I think religion was quite strongly emphasized. And we were expected as youngsters to attend church and Sunday school, which we did probably all the way through high school. And when we got through primary Sunday school, let's say, we ended up teaching Sunday school class and that type of thing.
Did the majority of people in your neighborhood go to church?
Yes, they did. Yes, I'd say the greater majority were regular attendees of church.
What type of relationships did they have between each other? Were they close?
I would say everybody was quite neighborly. You knew everybody in your neighborhood, and not only in your immediate neighbors, but I'd say you knew and had a personal speaking acquaintance with everyone within a mile of where you lived, which might include as many as, let me give a guess, 300 people, 400 people, something like that.
In contrast with then and now, do you prefer the way it was, the neighborhoods were then or now?
Well, I think everything was more friendly then than it is now. Now maybe that's because I'm surrounded by a group of young families, and I'm out of place with those young families because I have one on either side of me with very small children, one across the street, another one two houses up, so that in the immediate neighborhood we have no one in our age bracket, and I feel a little ignored.
What types of activities, you know, did you have?
Well, I always loved to dance, and my wife loves to dance, and we still dance at least once a week. I was quite interested in baseball, and never big enough or heavy enough for basketball or football or anything like that. We did do a lot of bowling then, and we used to shoot quite a bit of pool. As a matter of fact, I have one of the old pool tables from the Connie Lewis pool room, which was down on Fairfield Avenue in Bridgeport, in my cellar now. We play pool on that occasionally, very occasionally now. There isn't time to play pool anymore. We used to have more time to do things than we do now. Now that we're retired and older, there's not time to do everything you have to do anymore. Sounds funny, but we're probably, it takes longer to do the little that we have to do. I think maybe that's it.
Did you have any like social gatherings?
Yes, we used to have a lot of social gatherings. We'd have groups at the house playing cards. We used to always have a lot of family get-togethers and family picnics in the yard at home and in our own yard in Stratford, which we don't do that much anymore.
What are your feelings about Bridgeport now?
Well, it certainly isn't the same city that it was when I was there back in the 1930s. I think it's going to make a big change in the things that are being done in the downtown area. I think it's going to improve the city considerably, and it'll allow for a lot different type of activity than has gone on over the past 30 years. To me, the city is still a nice city. I don't go over there anywhere near as much as I used to. We don't have the shopping areas downtown that we used to have anymore. perhaps some of these will come back with the new development in the area. I don't think of any other comments along those lines at the moment.
Do you think it'll get any bigger, than it is now?
Well, I don't think Bridgeport as a city will get any larger, any more populous now than it has been appreciably. It may grow a little as the years go on, but there isn't that much space for added population to the city. I think the downtown area will grow as a business area and probably grow considerably over the years as companies relocate their headquarters from New York up to the Bridgeport area. I think this is something that will transpire, and it will be a big growth in the city in that respect in years to come.